where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
City police are appealing for the public's help in locating a missing woman. Bobby Jo Joseph was last seen in the area of Cameron Street and McKenzie at about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The 30-year-old is described as Indigenous, about 5 foot 6, 175 pounds, with brown eyes and medium-length brown hair. A photo of Joseph is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. If you have any information, you're asked to call police. A new food truck bylaw in Sarnia could be refreshing. At least that's what Sarnia Mayor Mike Bradley thinks. He says City Council will consider adopting a new document on Monday that deletes separation requirements from restaurants.
It is good to see that in the majority, the restaurant business is saying this is not competition to us and we don't need these restrictions. So I think it's one way of wiping out a lot of red tape directed toward small business and allow these businesses to function in a much less regulated environment.
Bradley says when the policy was initially developed in the mid-70s, early 80s, it was meant to protect existing businesses who strongly opposed the vehicles. Sarnia Council will discuss the issue during its regular meeting Monday at 1 o'clock. The latest employment data from Statistics Canada is expected to show job growth remained in positive territory, adding 25,000 jobs in February. However, RBC says that will not be enough to keep up with surging growth in labor supply, and analysts expect the unemployment rate to tick higher to 5.9% from 5.8%. A showcase of Indigenous culture was held yesterday at Lambton College. Over 1,300 people attended the 29th annual powwow. Director of Indigenous Education, Jane Manning, says having an event like this changes mindsets, especially at a young age.
When this is part of our upbringing, when we see it every day, and it becomes normalized to see First Nation people celebrating and appreciating and knowing that they participated in something that brought them a lot of joy.
Lambton College President and CEO Rob Cardis says with next year being the 30th year, the plan is to build on the already big event. Full details are posted on our website. And over 120 vendors are lined up for this year's Sarnia Home Show. The event at Clearwater Arena gets underway at 2 this afternoon and continues tomorrow and Sunday. There's kids' workshops on Saturday where children can build their own bird feeders. That's on from 10 a.m. until noon. Admission is $8. Children 12 and under are free. Mix of sun and cloud for today. Slight chance of flurries or showers. Winds out of the north up to 50 kilometers an hour, a high of 5. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers or flurries, a low of 0. Mostly sunny tomorrow with winds out of the north, a high of 6. Sunny on Sunday, a high of 10. And for the eclipse Monday, mix of sun and cloud, slight chance of some showers as well, a high of 13.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.